This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. An Israeli drone hit an apartment in a high-rise in the middle of Gaza City Center around noon, killing three militants of the Islamic Jihad group. The Islamic Jihad group confirmed the three killed in an airstrike at the apartment were senior members of its armed wing. Other residents of the 10-story building at the Ramal neighborhood evacuated amid screams and wails of women and children who ran barefoot and covered with dust to the street. The health ministry said 26 Palestinians were killed in the ongoing Israeli strikes, including nine children and a woman. More than 120 were wounded. U.S. President Joe Biden says there's no immediate evidence that the Russian government is involved in the cyber attack linked to a group based in Russia targeting the largest U.S. fuel pipeline system.
This is something that our administration, has been tracking extremely carefully. And I have been personally briefed every day. The Department of Energy is working directly with Colonial to get the pipelines back online and operating at full capacity as quickly and safely as possible. The FBI also is engaged to assess and address this attack.
Speaking to reporters on Monday, Mr. Biden said he'll be meeting with his Russian counterpart. A group calling itself DarkSide, a Russian cybercrime gang, released a statement Monday saying its goal with the attack on the Colonial Pipeline was to make money. Ann Neuberger is the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology.
So first, we recognize that victims of cyber attacks often face a very difficult situation, and they have to just balance often the cost benefit when they have no choice with regard to paying a ransom. Colonial is a private company and will defer.